This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hour number three of the program, happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on what has been an absolutely stupendous Labor Day weekend. Where's all my Longhorn fans at? Where's all my Longhorn
fans out? Put them up proud. Put them up proud.
Look.
Put them up proud.
As Marty Schottenheimer once told my friend Ted Johnson during his draft meeting, it's not about how you start, it's about where you finish, okay? And that's what everybody's telling Arch. And you know what? Shout out to Arch Manning.
Owning it.
Shout out to Arch Manning telling everybody, look, I have to be better. And then, of course, I'm sure you two internet nerds have both seen what his uncle, a.k.a. Peyton, didn't have the best start either. To his college career.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. And, you know, who could forget all the interceptions he threw his first year in the NFL? I think he turned out all right.
So, no, I'm not as worried about it as other people are. I get it. In today's internet, you know, knee-jerk reaction society that we all live in, let's pile on the kid. Let's talk about how bad he is. There was too much hype praised on him way too early. And I don't disagree with that. All right. And that's the one thing. And I will say this, and you guys know I'm a Michael Jordan guy through and through, but that is one thing that I will give somebody like a LeBron James credit for. For as much hype as this dude had coming out of high school, you know, I mean, he's lived up to it and dare I say, exceeded it. You know, I mean, he's not the GOAT, but he's top 10. He's top 10. All right. But no.
Speaking of LeBron, and I'm going to go ahead and talk about this because I don't know another time we could do this. Did you see he put out his four favorite films LeBron James has? I think you'll find them interesting.
Tell.
That's why I'm telling you.
Do
this
tell.
Might change your mind.
I mean, to change my mind on what?
Goodfellas.
Okay.
Coming to America.
Okay.
Gladiator. The Godfather Part 1 and 2.
I mean, fine choices by LeBron James. LeBron's a great basketball player.
Does that make him go up a couple of notches for you?
Not at all. No. Not at all. Just means he's got good taste in movies. But, I mean, we already know who the GOAT is. Let's get that straight.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. We already know who the GOAT is. I mean, what are we talking about here? But, no, what a weekend it was in college football. We finally.
Not over yet.
It's not over yet. And I'm going to tell you right now, real quick, Degenerate Jake. Ooh, is that the new nickname?
I like that.
Ooh.
Is that the new nickname? Did that just come to me out of nowhere? I think it did.
We can do it, yeah.
Because you're not the new guy anymore.
No, we're not.
In fact, there's several new guys.
Several.
Nickname okay. Master now, strikes again.
Three new guys. You've got new guy Brennan. We've got Dylon, and Jet Nelson. By the way, can we put a little respect on Jet Nelson's name today?
Hell of a performance.
Can we put a little respect on Jet Nelson's name today? Jet Nelson, again, very, I mean, actually had an Arch Manning-like debut.
Yeah.
If we're being real, okay? Arch Manning-like debut, because it was a big night in DFW sports. It was a big night in DFW sports, and he missed a lot of open receivers that night, okay? A lot of open receivers. Let me tell you something about my boy Jet Nelson. Jet came through in spades on Micah Parsons' trade night, all right? My man cut up 11 pieces of audio.
That was
a lot
of audio.
Had it cut. And not only did he cut up 11 pieces, but I'm talking about concise. Not these 3-minute long pieces that you're like, okay, let's take, you know, we're going to be gone for half the segment because we're listening to audio. No. My man gave us bite-sized Jerry morsels. And that's a lot to take in sometimes. All right, because Jerry's a lot to take in sometimes. So shout out to my boy Jet Nelson, who then came back today on Labor Day and turned in another stellar performance with new guy Brennan and Blake Elliott. So tip of the cap to our boy Jet Nelson for a rousing, you know, it's all about the setback leading to the comeback for Jet Nelson. Okay, but Degenerate Jake, my question to you initially was, do we have a point spread for tonight's ball game?
I can find one for you, absolutely.
I have it right here in front of me. Do y'all want to guess it? See who gets closest?
6.5.
Towards?
TCU.
Okay.
I was going to go more like 4.5.
Tell him what he's won.
It's 3.5, isn't it?
TCU -3.5.
Oh. Should go on my gut.
Give me North Carolina.
Yeah.
Over under 54.5. This is in Chapel Hill. Last game of the weekend.
Give me North Kakalaki all day. By the way, if either of you, I'll give you $1. I don't have one on me. I got one in the truck. Can tell me who sang the song, the North Carolina song, throw your hands up, take your shirt off, twist it around your head, spin it like a helicopter. Right now.
Billy Joel.
Close. Same genre. In fact, these two artists get confused for each other a lot,
Elton
a bit.
Elton John,
no. You guys are both woefully wrong. The answer we were looking for was Petey Pablo.
Ah, that was Petey
Pablo.
That was my next guest.
Yeah,
was
me too. Yeah,
that was
my next
the one. Rapper we were looking for. But no, give me North Carolina and the points tonight, and I'm going to tell you why. Matt Patricia was a big part of the reason why Arch Manning looked so rough the other day. Okay, now don't get me wrong. Obviously, Ohio
the players
State
he had helps
doesn't hurt. Okay, but that scheme had Arch.
It was an NFL scheme
in fits.
Yeah.
What do you think Belichick's going to do tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, North Kakalaki doesn't have the same kind of players that Ohio State does, but last I checked, Bill Belichick might be the greatest football coach of all time.
So. Girlfriend or not.
Look, I have said on these airwaves, all right, that girlfriend might be the best thing to ever happen to Bill Belichick.
Guess we'll find out.
Okay. You realize what kind of stroke you have to have a girlfriend 50 years younger than you? All right?
Just a lot of Super Bowls.
Okay.
And money.
There's something to be said for that, all right? There is something to be said about that. I'm telling you right now, give me the points. In fact, you know what? Just give me the money line. I've got North Carolina winning tonight, fighting Bill Belichick's with the W tonight. The Bill Belichick era in North Carolina gets off to a rousing start.
Okay. Interesting. Did you want to highlight some of the other games that happened?
Give me something. What you got?
All right.
Something besides UT.
UT. Oh, I mean, North Texas meet Green, 51-0.
Dude, they beat Lamar.
Against Lamar. I mean, look.
Let's not get carried away.
I don't want to be that guy, but Drew Mestemaker, top 10 QBR rating of the weekend. So, I mean, we'll talk about it sooner rather than later.
I mean,
later.
I can't
it's okay.
say anything. KU beat Wagner. So, I mean, let's not get too carried away. Who'd you guys beat?
Arkansas Pine Bluff. And you want a fun fact for you?
Did you actually cover? I forgot to.
Yeah, 67-7 in basically three quarters.
Covered so there was the spread.
There was a huge. Yeah, it was 54.5 point spread.
Wow.
But there was a huge storm cloud that went over Lubbock at
that
halftime.
That was wild.
Yeah. They played 2 8-minute quarters to finish the game. So we covered the spread in basically three quarters.
They're betting odds for a reason.
We're winning the Big 12.
LSU Clemson was a big one.
That was a hell of a game last night.
Hell of a game.
I thoroughly enjoyed watching that football game. Dare I say.
Saturday night, by the way.
That's right. What game was on last night? What was that?
Last night.
Notre Dame and Miami. Yeah. Notre Dame and Miami. That was a good game. I thought Notre Dame quarterback, a little bit questionable. Was his name Carr? But the one thing I'll say about Notre Dame is
I think they'll bounce back.
No, they'll absolutely bounce back. They've got playoff team written all over them after last night. Carson Beck didn't look bad last night. My question is, though, do we think Notre Dame's got – I mean, look, their tight end is a monster. That number – was it number 9, number 8, whatever he was? Big old corn-fed looking white boy. You know, slow as all get out, but I'll tell you what, don't let that boy get lumbering. Don't let my man get lumbering. He's taking somebody out. I just wonder, do they have the skill players?
Well, why did Jeremiah Love only get 10 carries? I mean, you could argue he's the best running back in football. And I think there was a point in the game where it was – I think it was 21-7, and they passed the ball 7 times in a row.
Yeah.
Get the ball in the hands of your best. It's easy.
No, that did. I mean, I was in and out of that game. I mean, I had the game on the whole time, but I was doing some stuff last night. So it was – but, I thought Miami looked better than they did a year ago. I mean,
it's a
Carson
big year
back,
for Miami.
It's a huge year. I mean, look, as much money as they poured into that program – and our boy Cristobal, I mean, look, this is – if you're going to win, like, you – I mean, ACC – look, ACC could be tough this year.
Yeah.
For a league that, you know, people were talking about last year that was just pretty much, you know, SMU and Clemson. All right, you got SMU again. All right, they're going to be another chic pick this year. We already know, even though Clemson got beat by LSU, that was a damn good LSU team that they lost to the other night. We all agree Florida State's probably a lot better than what we thought they were.
Yeah, well, that was a crazy game.
Now, I'm going to ask you two gents, do we think that is FSU better than what we thought? Is Alabama not as good as what we thought? Or is the answer somewhere in the middle?
Two things can be true at the same time, I believe. I do. I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that offense is better. I think the quarterback is somebody that we probably need to start keeping a close eye on. But it's obvious that Alabama's got some issues for sure. Look, when you take over after one of the best, if not the best, college coach of all time, obviously the bar is going to fall quite a bit. But there's an issue with, you know, discipline. There's some issue with the guys that they got on that team. They're just not looking the same.
I just don't feel like this team's defensively.
And
as...
Simpson didn't show you anything crazy either.
No, I didn't think he lit the world on fire by any means. And I just feel like for a team that held its hat on defense for all the years that Nick Saban was there, I mean, let's not pretend like they didn't have some freak athletes on the offensive side of the ball either. But, I mean, outside of, our what's the kid? Ryan, outside of Ryan Williams, the wide receiver, I just don't feel like.
Who's concussed now?
I just don't feel like that offense has the playmakers that they've had in years past. And that defense just doesn't seem, they're good, but I just don't feel like they're as good. And I guess what I'm tired of hearing is, now everybody can pay players. That's why Alabama's not as good. Look, I think there's something to that. But at the same time, too, let's not pretend like Kalen DeBoer is in the same, stratosphere as Nick Saban.
No. Well, but you can say that, it makes Alabama worse, but it makes these other teams better. Florida State went out, made their roster better, stuck with Mike Norvell after a 2-10 year, and beats Alabama 31-17. And back in June, their quarterback, Tommy Castellanos, was like, hey, they don't got Nick Saban anymore. We can beat them. And everybody's like, this guy's full of it. And they did it. And they, it was 31-17, but Florida State took care of business.
They did, but now, look, Alabama had its chances, but they, they gave up big plays, which you're not accustomed to seeing from a Alabama defense. And then, like I said, last...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night, again, we had Miami, Notre Dame, Clemson, LSU. I'm trying to think if there was anything else.
South Carolina.
The South Carolina game was fun to watch. I want to see more from the Sellers kid from a throwing standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. Look, we know he's a freak athlete when it comes to being able to run the football.
Seen a lot of freak athlete college quarterbacks.
We're seeing a lot of that, okay? People said Anthony Richards was that. I didn't get to watch the one quarterback I wanted to watch this weekend, but I didn't get a chance to, was DJ Lagway over in Florida.
Yeah.
The Willis native right here in the great state of Texas. Of course, they beat up on Long Island University 55-0, but I'll say this and we'll move on to the next segment. What are we doing next? We're doing, we got a little Cowboys captains and some Cowboy news to get to in the next segment. Plus, my boy Nico Harrison getting disrespected. But before we get to that, last thing about the college football weekend, and of course, you had what, week zero, week one, whatever the hell we're calling it.
It's week one.
The beauty of the college football playoff, right, wrong, or indifferent, but I'm going to go ahead and say this is the right aspect of it, is that now you get top 10 matchups. More than one, two, three, sometimes four, top 25 matchups all the way across the board, because the beauty of Clemson losing, the beauty of Texas losing, the beauty of Notre Dame losing.
Doesn't matter yet.
Hell, the beauty of Alabama losing. Their seasons aren't over.
No, it doesn't matter quite yet.
All right. Now, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks into the season, I'll get you guys out of here with this. Of the teams that lost this weekend, Texas, Clemson, Notre Dame and Alabama, of those four teams, which team right now, if you had to eliminate one as far as being a pretender versus a contender, what's the one team you would rule out? I already know you're not doing Texas.
So Alabama.
Alabama?
Yeah, I'm all over Alabama too.
Boy, that seems to be the feeling right now. That seems to be the feeling right now. All right, coming up next, big news from the Cowboy land over the weekend. One Cowboy did get extended, and the captains were named, plus Nico Harrison getting accosted in public. Has it gone too far? And poor PJ Washington. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. We are cruising right along on this Labor Day weekend, putting a bow on the Labor Day weekend. And it was one of the more, you know, chilled. And I got to say, I mean, you know, stop me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it was a pretty quiet, for the most part, weekend here in the DFW. I mean, I don't think we had any major snafus. I mean, I know, we had some rainy weather the other night and, you know, a few fender benders, so to speak, but I don't think there was any major incidents this weekend.
I don't believe so.
Not that I recall.
There was a train that flipped over yesterday.
Okay.
In Grand Prairie. Over in Grand Prairie.
Like eight cars or something,
I did see that on the news last night. You know, I have not watched local news in quite some time.
I try not to.
I had neither. I stuck around for like 10 minutes after the game? Miami game, and I was like, oh, there's a lot going on.
I watched that as well, and, you know, old girl that was on WFAA, God bless her. She had a little sass to her. I don't know her name. Forgive me for that, but she was good. She was good. Mike Leslie got on there, mentioned the Deron Bland signing, and, that was pretty much all I needed to see on that. But, no, God bless the local newscast. We just don't watch it like we used to.
Right?
We try not to. We just don't. What do you mean you don't?
I don't.
What, you don't promote local journalism?
No.
I mean,
that's what it sounds like. No.
That's what it sounds like.
No.
Okay, what?
I keep up with the local news. I just don't, watch it like that.
I mean, what do you mean you don't watch it like that? You make it sound like local news is bad. I love local news. I just don't watch it enough.
It's not that it's bad. It's just most of what's being reported is bad.
I mean, did you see the story?
If it bleeds, it leads, baby.
Did you see the story of the fire in McKinney? Nine firefighters injured?
I'll tell you what. Shout out to the nine firefighters. And I'll tell you what. Shout out to all the firefighters and police out there. If you guys are out there on Labor Day. You know, not everybody gets Labor Day off. And I'm not saying that because we're on here. But no, I mean, in all seriousness, though, to all my first responders, to all the cops out there, to all the firefighters out there doing the Lord's work. Thank each and every one of you out there. But yeah, definitely to all the folks out there in McKinney with the huge fire that went out there. Like I said, nine of them got injured, but nobody died, correct?
Nope, they're all back home.
All back home. God bless.
We love to hear that.
We absolutely love to hear that. And because, again, that is a thankless job that all the firefighters and cops do. Shout out to my cousin. He's a Dallas cop as well. Shout out to my boy Dave Swavey from Guns and Hoses. Got a big event coming up on the 13th, the Guns and Hoses boxing event. Your boy's going to be out there emceeing that on the 13th. That's at the, the Civic Center in Allen?
I want to say that's correct.
Does that sound right?
I want to say that's
it's
correct.
It's where the Allen hockey team plays, and they've got like a wild name, like the Allen Americans or something like that.
Yeah, Allen Americans. I got a buddy that did play-by-play for them.
Okay, the Allen Americans.
That was my actually the only hockey
that's in your hood, isn't it? That's over
my hood. That's
the slums of Allen.
I mean, keep your head on a swivel when
got
you're
got a little
there.
Chuckle.
No
from.
Kidding. I mean, okay, you can never be too careful.
You could get got.
Got a little chuckle from Sean Sharif when we mentioned Jacob being from the slums of
Allen. The slums of Allen?
Yeah.
I mean, look.
He related, you know? He gets it.
He knows the... by the way, hat tip to you two, Jamokes.
You see, all Reitma wanted to talk about this morning is how he beat us, which, you know, if it wasn't for me, he said that it was me and Ross. That's how gone Jake Reitma was.
Wow.
I texted him. I said, that was not Ross Levitsky.
Okay, wait a minute.
It was Jacob Ray.
That must have been some sort of shade because I wasn't on their show.
Wow.
He said he couldn't remember.
Not going to lie. Everybody was a little turnt Saturday night.
Jacob Ray included. Yeah. Jacob Ray included.
I got animated. I think we were playing Jake and I had to hit a ball to keep the game going. And I got a little animated when I made it.
In case anybody was wondering, like, okay, what the hell are you guys talking about? So Sean Sharif from The Morning Show, Sean, RJ, and Bobby Belt had a little pool party shindig, a little station fellowship going on Saturday night. And so we all went out there and, you know, enjoyed ourselves, commiserated, had a good time. And, of course, I played beer pong for the first time in, well, at least 9 years because I was never a big beer pong guy in the first place because I was too busy drinking just by myself anyway. So that being said, played beer pong with Blake. We got beat.
Y'all did good, though.
By Sean and RJ.
Y'all did good. They did call themselves the champs.
They did call themselves the champs. Now, RJ claims that they ran a table for 8 hours in Vegas.
That I did hear that.
Okay. I mean, mentioned it several times, in fact. But you guys, after he dispatched of Chief and his wife, then they dispatched of me and Blake, And then they met their match.
I mean, they ran their own table for, what, 8 minutes? Yeah. I mean,
the worst part is me and Jacob had a bet that we wanted to do, but we didn't do.
Now,
do you remember what that was?
In fairness, I do. You guys beat them and then turned around and got beat by Jake Rietma and Chiefs wife.
We were riding a high. We were just overconfident, man.
So
we fed into the rat poison. But don't worry, we bounced back to the table over again, 1-2 straight.
Oh, you did?
We retired, yeah. Yeah,
so like, you did bounce back and win and get another one?
Oh, yeah. You can't get off on an L. Yeah.
Yeah, we bounced back and we 1-2 straight.
Who'd you guys beat after that?
We beat, I want to say it was.
Man. Wow. I mean, you guys, cool, I mean, you realize there weren't that many people at, I mean, there's literally people from the station that were at this party.
It was Ruben. It was Ruben for sure. It was Ruben and Ross, I want to say.
Yeah, we did beat them.
Okay. I think I do remember you guys beating Ruben and Ross. Yeah. Or I remember seeing you. I remember watching you guys play them anyway. So
there weren't a lot of people. There was 2 margarita machines.
Yeah,
though,
not a lot of people that wanted to play beer pong.
At that point, yes. I mean, everybody was, you know, the crowd was starting to thin out a little bit. Now, we got there, like I said, we got there late.
We got there as soon as we could.
We got there. I mean, look, the show got over at 5:30. That thing started at like, what, 1 o'clock?
I think that's when everybody, or like the first.
Apparently,
got
Tim
there,
and
yeah.
Gavin were there. Did you get to see Tim and Gavin there or no?
Yeah.
Because you got there before we did.
Yeah, I met Tim's wife too. My mother and his.
Hopefully, you weren't sloshed at that point.
No, I was sober. My mom and his mom know each other, or it's his wife, so I wanted to put a face to a name. But yeah, I think they left around 3:30 probably. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Midway through a Saturday afternoon edition of Fan After Dark.
Yep.
Is basically what you're saying.
Well, they were probably tolling
on the way home.
I mean, I'd like to think so. Do we think Tim Tolos?
No, absolutely.
Oh, Tim Tolos.
Do we think Tim Tolos? Tim, if you're listening, 877-881-1053 to the Franklin Injury Attorney text line. So no, it was a good time to be had by all, and we had a good time. And of course, as you might expect with the Sean Sharif gathering, the food was A++.
Off the charts.
All right. So, in fact, it was so good that Bobby Belt took a picture of me eating and then posted it online
on your socials
and said, please, what kind of form is Fred eating with? And you know, is this acceptable? And I said, look, you got to do what you got to do when there's no table. All right. And I had my food on my knees and, you know, your boy got into it. I mean, it's what. I don't care. I was hungry, and it was delicious. So let's get that straight.
You already know.
Let's get that straight. All right. I've got beef with whatever person that was. This went viral over the weekend, at least DFW viral. People still hate Nico Collins, or not Nico Collins. Hello.
Hello. Loves Nico Collins.
Blake might fight me after that. Nobody hates Nico Collins. Defenses hate Nico Collins. Nico Harrison is the person I'm thinking of. People still are upset with Nico Harrison. Now, allegedly, first it was put, somebody said that this was in Lubbock, but then it was changed to, no, this happened in Addison just over the weekend with Mavericks general manager Nico Harrison.
Here are the actual problems to fix them. Nico? Nico, what's up, man? Good to meet you. We all still hate you. Mm. All right, good. Good talk, brother.
Do better.
So, Nico, who allegedly was there at a Twin Peaks, sitting by the window.
We know it was a Twin Peaks?
No, I mean we know it was a Twin Peaks. Now whether or not he was with his daughter or his wife, that I mean I guess you could debate that.
Just some
but,
investigation.
His daughter works there. No way, right?
I mean, I
just
doubt,
typed in Nico Collins.
I doubt Nico Harrison's daughter is working at Twin Peaks.
I really hope not.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
He's probably got enough money to where she doesn't have to be working if that's the case.
Well, that would be, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to. And look, Twin Peaks has changed a lot from back in the day when I was there back in my Houston days to where it's at today. Because back in the day, I mean, you get turnt at a Twin Peaks. Not to say you still can't, all right? But there's just a lot of competition now from other restaurants around the DFW and just as a whole, all right? I mean, look, Hooters is almost out of business.
I think they are.
Now, there's a handful of them that are still open. In fact, there was one in Garland that I saw a couple weeks ago when I was doing the Guns N' Hoses event with my boy Dave Swavey. But, you know, you got Ojos Locos. All right, we've all been there. We tried to get Jake to go one time, but you know, he was afraid that his girlfriend was going to beat him up, so he couldn't go.
That's a fair, I had morning TSN.
Trying to say that, I mean,
my girlfriend's got my location. You're going to see that I'm there.
Okay, okay. Which, we went to Rowdy Cowboys once, and she wasn't too happy about that. So,
but you going to a Rowdy? I mean, what does that say? You know, look, not to get off on a tangent here, but what does that say about your relationship?
I don't know. We've been dating for 6 years.
Should you? That's what I'm saying. That's my point. Like, she doesn't have enough faith in her man. Like, hey, I'm just going to go out with the boys.
Yeah.
We're just going to go out, have a drink, and I'm coming home to you, baby doll. Like, what are we talking about here? Yeah. And I think the other thing is that doesn't it help, you know, wouldn't that sometimes help the relationship, like, make you appreciate your girlfriend that much more?
See, I do think it was because she was caught off guard, because that was like out of nowhere. Yeah. I did, however, there's been a couple times where Bobby Belt has offered to take us out to Twin Peaks, and I have gotten the green light.
Okay.
From
all right.
El girlfriend.
In fact, I want to say we tried to take you to a Bombshells once. I'm glad
that's
you
what it was, yeah.
Okay, that's what it was. I'm glad you actually didn't go to that time, because there's actually a strip club right next to it. So, yeah, you might have gotten in trouble for that one.
Did you guys, might've. You know, make the migration
no,
over?
We didn't. Okay. No, we didn't. Yeah. No, we didn't. We're working on some things, though, to maybe take the show to a you know, one of those places.
Because
you
know,
sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to do that.
New Heights?
I'm all for the New Heights, because have daddy issues, we'll travel. All right, where are you taking us next?
All right, I got a parlay that's set to pay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
$5 turned into $260.
Uh-oh!
And we're going to be able to parlay together next on the Fan.
Man, what a read. I might go buy a Chevrolet after listening to that.
You should.
It sound, that has me feeling some type of way. I'm actually thinking about getting rid of my truck.
You've had a lot of issues with that truck.
Calm down. Calm down.
Feels like every week calm down,
Nissan. Calm down, Nissan driver. Okay.
Hey, your reliable car.
You're lucky your car company hasn't gone bankrupt yet.
Reliable car.
No, I don't have any issues with my truck. I'm just tired of driving it. I feel like you talk about the transmission quite a bit. I had a transmission issue. Until you went to Dan, the transmission man. No, that's what I'm saying. My boy Dan took care of it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just done with driving a truck.
I think
is what it comes down to. I'm just kind of over it.
My girlfriend asked me the other day if I would ever go back to driving a truck. And I said, well, that depends on how far I am from work. Because right now, that'd be an absolute no.
You see who that is on the TV real quick, boys? You see who that is? In the middle, on the our boy Eric Mangini. Eric Mangini is on Fox Sports 1. And if you're a fatty at night, you know damn good and well that one of the greatest teases in the history of the fan is still simmering.
History of radio.
We still didn't pay it off Saturday, did we?
We did not pay it off Saturday.
Oh, we did not.
We did not pay it off Saturday.
We do have it.
It's out there. We're going to have to pay it off on Wednesday. We're going to have to pay it off Wednesday because that's, you know, the season starts on Thursday. So we will pay it off on Wednesday. I promise you that, ladies and gentlemen.
He said some glaring things, though.
He absolutely did. All right, without further ado, it's time to, let's jake around a little bit. Yeah, new guy Jake, that's original.
Our buddy Jake, or is it Jacob? Who knows?
Jacob Ray, a.k.a. New Guy Jake. He's Jake in your calls right now.
Let's make some money, gentlemen. There's no better day to start doing some sports betting than on a fun holiday like Labor Day. And we got the NFL Week 1 coming up soon. So,
are you geeked?
Oh, I'm geeked. See, I don't think there's anything I know how to gamble on better than NFL. I think I'm pretty good at baseball.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like my confidence level when I'm putting together an NFL parlay is like, dude, this is
how could this not hit?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
are you going to make us some money this year?
I mean, I hope so.
I'm 0 for 2 on college football, so I need you to make me some money.
Have you taken any of my bets, Kevin?
You didn't give me any.
Oh. Well,
you're about to get some now.
All right, before I get to my bet around. that's going to turn $5 into $260, I think this is Kevin's debut segment. Well, this is the debut segment of jaking around. So Kevin hasn't been a part of this. We've workshopped a little bit of the parlay builders. Do you know how this works, Kevin?
No, I do not. So go ahead and let's do this.
Let's do it. Okay.
I know how to put together a parlay.
I have found 16 of my favorite NFL player props for this upcoming week. Now we each get to pick two. I'm going to go through two of them. It's kind of like take it or leave it, but I'm not going to. Yeah, Blake's already got that. So, but it's same format, right? So let's get right into this.
You can take his segment, though, because let's call it what
it is. Ours.
Blake hasn't done a Blake It or Leave It in months.
Also, Jake It or Leave It?
Jake It or Leave It.
Ooh.
Huh? I mean, you know.
See who the Tolos like more.
You can swap it out.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he takes my top five, so, you know.
That's true.
Look, I took top five from Wooly Bully's top 10. Look, all radio is just stealing bits from other stations and or people and then just kind of, you know, rebranding it yourself. Now, the only original one in all of it is Hunt Bay Haikus, but I digress.
And Khaki's Cooks.
What about Fair or Foul?
Didn't she
do Hump Day Haikus back in Houston?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's a Fred Davis original.
Yeah.
Fair or Foul.
He will fight you if you take it.
I may have doom scrolled on Fred's Instagram all the way back to a reel of him doing a Hump Day Haiku in Houston. I may have.
He was really doom scrolling.
This was like months ago, though.
You were bored.
Yeah.
No, Fair or Foul was something I did with me and my boy Teddy J. Used to do Fair or Foul. And he did a thing where he would pretend that he was throwing Red Bull on his face. So it's a whole nother story. So.
Hello. All right, let's get right into this. So,
all right.
Our favorite trade candidate, do you guys think Tyreek Hill will score a touchdown this week? And would you like to take that as one of your two picks?
Let me go ahead and pull up the NFL slate for this
week.
Who are
they playing?
Colts.
Yes.
Oh,
like that? Is that your bet?
Give me Tyreek.
Okay.
Give me Tyreek.
Now, you said that we're picking one and we're leaving one. So is this against another one or we just...
No, so I'm going to go through the whole list and you guys get to pick two each.
That's it.
And then I'm going to pick two. You can only... On Prize Picks, you can only do six legs on a parlay. And what I do is I take what we do here and I put it on a Flex Friday. For those who know, not sponsored, unfortunately, PrizePicks has Flex Friday, which means you can do a $5 or $20 if you're new. I just do $5, so they changed mine to $5. You can do a $5 protected play, which means if you lose, Money goes into your promo fund so you can re-spend it. You just can't cash it out.
So you're not losing any money.
So you're not losing any money. And if you win, it goes straight into your bankroll, which you can cash out. So it's free money. It's free bet.
Interesting.
So, no reason not to.
Yeah, so they figure what? You'll just keep putting more money into it?
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. Whenever I first, because I never did sports betting. One of my buddies did a Flex Friday and he turned $20 into $300. And I was like, whoa. You mean that's free money?
Life-changing.
And so I got on that. I think I only did like one of those a week, and that was, I hit a couple, had enough money. I was like, I'm going to start doing this consistently.
Was this the same buddy that we all went to the LIV golf tournament with?
No. Okay. No, this is actually my Eagles friend.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, where is your buddy that we went to the LIV tournament with?
See, he was in Austin or in Arlington for a internship, but he's back in Lubbock. So.
Not to be confused with the Colony.
Gotcha.
Not to be confused with the Colony.
All
right, so Fred's taking Tyreek Hill over a touchdown. Jane Daniels, over under 219.5 passing yards.
Taking that. Okay.
I was a little wary of it, but I mean, Terry McLaurin just signed a contract.
I don't like betting on passing yards.
Why not?
I don't know.
219, though?
Let's see. Who are they playing?
Giants.
Yeah, that's who.
Ooh. And you're taking the under or the over?
The over.
You're taking over 219?
Over 219.
Ballsy.
I just don't like betting on passing yards. That's just me, though.
I don't like that. Well, I don't mind it, but man, week one against that. Look, say what you want about the Giants defense.
That pass rush is going to be crazy.
That front four is legit.
They've got a good pass rush. Maybe I'll change it as we go through. I don't know. I made this list like 2 weeks ago.
I'm not taking it.
In preparation for whenever I did this. There you go. Today's, I don't remember what's on here.
Today's your day.
CeeDee Lamb over under 1.5, or over under a half a touchdown.
Half, yes.
Okay, is that
now, is that receiving and rushing?
Receiving and rushing.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Taking the over?
Yeah.
Good call by you.
Now, 1.5, that'd be that's a little bit much.
Jamar Chase, over under 81.5 receiving yards.
And who are they playing?
Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the over.
Give me that. Give me Jamar Chase.
You guys have to fight over it.
Give me Jamar Chase. I'm taking it.
Okay.
I'm taking it.
Red.
All right.
Okay, so far we've gone through 4, and they've all been taken. This might be fast. George Pickens, over under 53.5 receiving yards. Does anybody want it?
Can we listen to the next one first?
Yeah, we can leave that one.
All right.
Brian Thomas Jr., over under 70.5 receiving yards.
7.5?
Wow, 70 and a half.
I'll take that over.
I'll take 7.5.
It's like one catch. I think I'm going to stay away from this one. I don't really like this one.
Good call. Next.
What was Pickens?
53.5.
I'll think on that one.
We can leave it alone for right now.
Next.
Saquon Barkley, over under 91.5 rushing yards.
Ooh.
91.5.
You know, if Blake was here, oh, give me the over on that. They're going to eat this Cowboy defense is awful.
Yep. I'm going to stay away from it.
I'm going to stay away from it as well.
I'm not a huge fan of that one. Now, Saquon Barkley over half a touchdown.
Yeah.
I think I'm... You want that, Cack?
Yeah, I think... Okay. Yeah. He'll have at least one. I know Hurts will get in there, but Saquon will have at least one.
Okay.
That's the tough thing about the Eagles, man, is they get on the 2-yard line and it's just...
They could both have a rushing touchdown. Let's not
with Kenny Clark, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to stop the run.
Yeah. Jack Sanborn plugging his nose
real
right
leader.
Back. Yeah.
True leader.
True leader.
Kenny Clark.
True man.
I'm about to give me a 96 jersey. Why not?
97. But yeah.
No, he's not 97.
He's wearing 96?
He's wearing 96.
Well,
Osa's
he's worn 97. Two different jersey. He's
Osa's
worn two
97,
different.
Bro.
Little side. What do you think of Mike Parsons wearing number 1?
I don't think it
has any aura. I think it's just
it has
number
no
1.
Aura. No aura.
At 1 as a D end? You kidding me?
No aura.
I don't hate it.
I really don't.
I would have liked 0 more, to be honest.
Well, Matthew Golden took 0.
I don't know, dude.
Oh, he did? Okay.
I don't know. Well, number one's kind of legit.
All right, Dakota Prescott, 199.5 yards.
Ooh.
Over, under.
99, what'd you say?
199.5.
Again, I just.
This was a Green Goblin, which means that it's minus odds.
I would say of the ones I'm thinking of, that's high on my list. Because I'd have to imagine to even get close to, in the game plan, you've got to pass the ball.
All right. We'll leave that one on standby. Tua, turn the ball over 241.5 passing yards.
No.
And we already said who they were playing, right?
Colts.
The Colts?
I'm not touching that.
I'm still not touching it.
Joe Burrow, over under 264.5 passing yards.
I've already got my two.
Jamar
Chase. Yeah, I'm still not touching that either. Now I'll touch this one. Caleb Williams, Over under 208.5.
Oh, he's touching the yards. Yeah. He's touching that with both hands.
Yep. Both hands, both fingers, or all 10 fingers. Whoa.
Early
in the morning.
All right. So we've all got our picks, but I'm just going to go over the last four just in case you guys wanted to switch them out.
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson over under 75.5 rush yards.
Okay.
Probably not. Derrick Henry over under 84.5 rush yards.
Who are they playing?
The Bills.
No part of that.
Not a chance.
No, I mean, under maybe, but that would be it. But
Patrick Mahomes over under 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Oh, slam the over.
Well, hold on. Let's
slam the over.
Are you willing to
Chiefs
drop?
And Chargers will be a high scoring affair. I'll tell you what.
Give me that over Tyreek Hill.
Over Tyreek Hill?
I'm dropping Tyreek. Give me Patty Mahomes.
Okay.
All day, day.
And then the last one, Cam Ward over under 0.5 passing touchdown.
I'll take that.
You want that one? Okay. What do you want to drop, CeeDee or Saquon? They're both touchdown bets.
Yeah. You can kind of get a flow for how I bet on my parlays. Yeah, it's
love touchdown. You love the end
zone. I'm an anytime touchdown kind of guy.
Kevin loves the end zone.
There you go.
I'll drop Saquon.
You drop Saquon.
I'll drop Saquon.
All right. Put a big K next to that. And then the tease you've been all waiting for. This is my parlay of week one to turn $5 into 259 big ones. So we've got Brandon Aubrey and Jake Elliott to combine for over 129.5 field goal yards.
That's a good one right there.
It's a good sleeper pick. Yeah, I like those.
That.
We've got Malik Nabers, more than 6 receptions.
Okay.
Alvin Kamara, over 28.5 receiving yards. Cam Ward, over 0.5 an interception against the Broncos.
I don't hate that at all.
Free.
By the way, that 8-point, I heard them talk about it today on with Blake and Brennan, 8-point dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that all day, every day.
Yeah.
Dude, Tennessee's going to, I mean, week one at Mile High, 8 points. That's got 31-13 written all over it.
Oh, absolutely. With that defense? Yeah, no way.
Yeah, not like that.
Amon-Ra St. Brown over 0.5 a rushing and receiving touchdown, and Lamar Jackson over 18.5 pass completions, because I think they're going to be losing that game going into the fourth quarter.
To your point, they're going to have to throw the ball.
Jake.
They're going to have to throw that ball if they want to win.
And I'll tell you right now how this payout works out. So PrizePicks actually had a payout boost, 40%. This is 52.5x, $5 into 262.50.
Love it. Go follow Degenerate Jake, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Do you like the new nickname? Have we fully transitioned from New Guy Jake to Degenerate Jake? We've got an hour and a half left of the program. Let's reset it when we come back. Plus, we've got Tom Brady on celebrations, Dak on what his message to the guys has been, as well as what is it going to be like on Thursday with it being Philly's ring night, and Deron Bland on his newest extension. So much to get to. It is the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.